They cannot understand
what is the relationship between the world of ideas, the world of names, and the world that they see. How can we explain what that means?
That is spiritual and material. The material is simply the phantasmagoria. It is the imitation of the reality. That is described in the Bhagavad Gita, 15th chapter. And that is called mileage. In the desert, the animal is finding water. There is no water in the desert. But there is water. But not in the desert. That is not known. So this is just like desert, this material was. And everything is reflection like the water. But there is no water. It is only reflection. Tejobarnit vinimayam. Dattat kisadram mrisha. Tejobarnit vinimayam. Here everything is a transformation of three material things, fire, water and earth. But it looks like reality. Just like the mirror, that is also. The stage of our image, vinimayam, by reflection of the sun, falling on the sand, and it looks like what? This is best example. And the animal is running after water. Running, and he comes fatigued, dies.
But here, in the material world, when we look for water, we actually take it and we can drink.
That is not water. That you do not know. What is that?
The Blessed Lord said, there is a banyan tree which has its roots upward and its branches down, and whose leaves are the Vedic hymns. One who knows this tree is the knower of the Vedas.
Where you have experienced this tree? You have experienced the tree is adho, down. Mula, the root, is down, and the tree is up. But here it is said, urdha mula, the root is up, and the branches and twigs are down. Where you have experienced?
Yes.
Doctor, whom, where you have experienced this tree?
I know of the tree with the roots up and the leaves down, yes.
What is that?
There is one.
Yeah. You say the water.
You say the reflection of the real tree. Yes.
So, reflection is not reality. That will become perfect. It is not real.
So what? It would be satisfied.
Huh?
If it was real, we would be satisfied with it.
So the times for engaged in minutely analyzing Ross, the perfection, they're wasting their time.
Yeah. Now we are left.
This weird of
specific topics that we wanted to have Srila Prabhupada's instruction about these things that we are going to write. So they the title is The Origin of Life and Matter. And there is a subtitle called Life is a Manifestation of Life Only. Life is a manifestation of life only. And life comes from life. That's the main subtitle.
Yes.
Then there's some candidate titles of the chapters. And the first one is unique differentiation between living spirit and a non-living matter. This will be tentative plan to write by me. And the second chapter is the eternality of the living. That's also by me. And then the third chapter is called A Look at the Natural Laws Regarding the Origin of Life and Matter. Quantum mechanical demonstration. This will be written by Sri Prabhu, the mathematician. And the second part of it.
That's the theory back when it is?
This is.
So it is very nice and dedicated to Paritish. Then
the second one is order cannot arise from disorder. This will be based on mathematical arguments.
Very good.
That's also a self-produced
Yeah.
And the third one is the statistical disproof of Darwin's theory. This is on advanced mathematics. That's also a self-produced duty.
Very good.
And then on fourth chapter, we have a section called The False Theory, namely that life originates from matter. This will be one of those.
Life originates from matter?
No, false theory. The
false theory. Very good. This is very nice. You have all personal blessing and very nice.
Then, on the fifth chapter, there will be evolution versus transmigration.
Yes.
Explanation.
Very good.
That will be written by me. And then on the sixth chapter, there will be a topic called molecular evolution. This will be taking the examples of the scientific findings, but we use those examples and turn around to Krishna.
Yes.
So this will be by me and
so like this, this sixth one doesn't matter. Isn't that right? The last chapter when you get
this one? This is a molecular evolution.
Molecular evolution takes place when the light is there.
Actually, when they say molecular evolution, it talks only about molecules. They don't talk about life. Because they don't know what life is.
Yeah.
So they talk only about molecules. Then everybody knows that molecules are evolving. But they don't know that there is life.
That is a defect. We want to educate them on this point.
And on the seventh chapter, there's the Prabhupada's, there's the theory of authenticity. There will be collective efforts with all the Prabhupada's from the movement.
Authenticity is there.
We want to present it in some sort of a good argument there, so that it would all collective efforts.
There's another devotee, Janadas, in Germany, who is a graduate from Oxford University, big school. And we have invited him to come for this meeting, but he did not respond. Maybe he will come and help in the future.
Yes.
He has, what is his field?
Oh, yeah. His topic was classical statistical thermodynamic proof that was awarded to Canada Prabhu, to Germany. From Maharaj and Telegram, and I also posted all the letter saying that he should participate in writing. He has a thermodynamics background in government.
Yes, this is nice. Okay. Krishna is helpful. They are wiping out Krishna. And your business will be to establish it. Idam nipanushastapasastutasava sishtasasuttasasabuddhudasta abhichito artha kavidhi nirupita jaduttamastroka gunanivali. Nothing much. I know, that would swell by us.
One?
Yeah. Take the index, otherwise I will find out.
Index.
These I want. He has nice education. Now, by interfair education, you prove that background is different. Then your education is perfect. Otherwise, you are on this fools and that's it. The particular type of education, mathematics, chemistry, physics, what you have learned after working so hard, now you should, by your educational departmental education, you prove that the background is Krishna. Then your education. That is it, guys. Idam nipun sastava sastutasava.
Idam nipun sastava
sastutasava.
Sutatya sutatya shabhunitasayo. Adi sutava vrita kavidhiya nirutto. Yadutana sloka.
Gunaarva.
Learned circles have positively concluded that the invaluable purpose of the advancement of knowledge, namely austerity, study of the Vedas, sacrifice, chanting of hymns, and charity, culminates in the transcendental descriptions of the Lord, who is divine and choice portion. Human intellect is developed for advancement of learning, art, science, philosophy, physics, chemistry, psychology, economics, politics, etc. By culture of such knowledge, the human society can attain perfection of life. This perfection of life culminates in the realization of the Supreme Being, Krishna. The Shruti therefore directs that those who are actually advanced in learning should aspire to the service of Lord Vishnu. Unfortunately, persons who are enamored by the external beauty of Vishnu life do not understand that culmination of perfection or self-realization
nature, Vishnu Maya nature, they are given there simply by seeing the nature. Okay.
Vishnu Maya means sense enjoyment, which is dancing and miserable. Those who are attacked by Vishnu Maya utilize advancement of knowledge with sense enjoyment. Sri Narada Muni has explained that all paraphernalia of the cosmic universe is but an emanation from the Lord out of his different energies, because the Lord has set in motion by his inconceivable energy actions and reactions of the created manifestation. They have come to be out of his energy, they rent on his energy, and after annihilation, emerge in him. Nothing is therefore different from him, but at the same time the Lord is always present to them. When advancement of knowledge is applied in the service of the Lord, the whole process becomes absolute. The personality of God, his transcendental name, fame, glory, etc., all are not different from him.
Absolute. That is absolute.
Therefore, all the sages and devotees of the Lord have recommended that the subject matter of art, science, philosophy, physics, chemistry, psychology, and all other branches of knowledge should be wholly and solely applied in the service of the Lord. Art, literature, poetry, painting, etc., may be used in glorifying the Lord. The dictionaries, poets, and celebrated literature are generally engaged in writing sensuous topics. But if they turn toward the science of the Lord, they can describe the transcendental pastimes of the Lord. Valmiki was a great poet, and certainly Yadav is a great writer, and both of them have absolutely engaged themselves in delineating the transcendental activities of the Lord. And by so doing, they have become immortal. Similarly, science and philosophy also should be applied in the service of the Lord. There is no use in presenting dry, speculative theories for sense gratification. Philosophy and science should be engaged to establish the glory of the Lord. Advanced people are eager to understand the absolute truth of the medium of science. And therefore, great scientists should endeavor to prove the existence of the Lord on a scientific basis. Similarly, philosophical speculations should be utilized to establish the supreme truth as sentient and all-powerful. Similarly, all of the branches of knowledge should always be engaged in the service of the Lord. And the Bhagavad Gita also the same is affirmed. All quote, knowledge, unquote, not engaged in the service of the Lord, is but an action. Real utilization of advanced knowledge is to establish the glory of the Lord, and that is the real import. Scientific knowledge engaged in the service of the Lord and all other similar activities are all actually by kirtan or glorification of the Lord.
That is purpose. If you can, like this spoke nicely, altogether, it will be a great service to Krishna. And Krishna is great and helpful. Just make that Dr. Alawala also interested.
Yes.
He is also professor of physics.
Effects and errors in science synthesis will be tackled. We will find out the only mistakes that normally come in science synthesis. That will be very wonderful.
And how to make it perfect? And now the defects, don't be, what is called?
Negative.
Negative only.
So we want to bring in our, for defects in our senses and sense processing. Then,
sense processing is defective.
Yes, there are four defects.
And if you go beyond the sense processing, that is perfect.
That will be Mahaprabhu's duty. Then, on the ninth chapter, that will be topic, the object business, the own business.
Yeah.
Ultimately,
is to find out the brain.
Krishna.
Yes. Absolutely. But there is no more defect. Everything is perfect. That is today. Dhamna Srima Nirasat Kutam Param Sattam Vima. Nirasat Kutam, where there is no defect. That is Vaikuntha Dham. Dhamna Srima Nirasat Kutam Param Sattam Vima. The absolute truth. The offer of respect. That is the beginning of life. Nirakta Puhatam, where this defect cannot enter. Just like sunshine. In the sun, darkness cannot enter. There is no possibility of darkness going there. Is it possible? So similarly, in Krishna, Krishna Shuddha Sama, Maya Andhakara. There is no personal defect there.
Yeah, in this respect, I wanted to base this on Vedanta Sutra number 1, that ultimately says that brings together
that is the beginning of knowledge. What is the absolute truth? Now, this subject matter should be taken up seriously in the human form of life. That is the suggestion. Atha Now you have got this human form of time. Therefore, you discuss about the Absolute Truth.
Then,
Param Sattvam Gini. Yes?
Next one is, next chapter is Method Origins from Life. That's Maharaj's provision. And on the 11th chapter, there will be the Pranamaharaj's provision.
Matter is a manifestation of life energy. We can daily experience. The matter here is great, but again great. What? It is very light. The dead body, they are never good. Is it not?
Well, the scientists will say it's such a new combination of matter.
Whatever it may, and when there is body death, no hair growth. They can use some bombs they want, but we learn and we see this is only. And you do not know how it is being done, but the energy is there in you. That is called Achintya Shakti, inconceivable energy. That is there. I say every morning and next morning again, millions are there. You do not know how to have it is being helped, but it is happening. And this is called Achintya Shakti. From Krishna, such big, big things are coming out. In Krishna may not know, but Krishna has got the impossible energy by which it is coming.
They speculate so many theories as to why the error is coming out. But then after some time they will see that theory is wrong.
Yes, that is the rascal class.
Until they come to understand that Krishna is pushing it, then they will never understand the fact you call it.
False people. Yes. So, read something.
The last but one is called, psycho intellectual and psycho social implications. That will be depends on.
Was their idea. In a book like this, there has to be some social conclusion as to the effect of such atheistic theories.
Yes. The people are being misled. That we want to stop. They have got this human partner body. There is an opportunity to understand himself and God and act upon him. Now they are being misled. It is social dissent. Cheating. In the name of scientists, they are exploiting this innocent person, taking their money and spoiling it without it. Good.
My idea is that the scientists are preaching void. They are preaching to the people.
But what is the necessity of preaching void? Void is void, that's all.
There's nothing to say about that. But because they're saying that, the people think that in the time of death, there's nothing, so they want sense gratification. So scientists are selling them their gadgets. They're selling them cars and things to keep them in sense gratification.
You can see when a man is in coma, he cries, he suffers. Before death, when a man is in coma, sometimes fear comes. Now, how he says that there's nothing?
The last chapter is a nice one.
His arms are in Yitana, the land is the Vijana, his plenty of things. Janamama Vajanti, such intelligence, we feel helping to come back home, back to me.
But we are strong in the presence, and we will have the intelligence to write this book.
Yes, his plenty of intelligence. Maria.
To those who are constantly devoted and worship me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me.
Yes, sir.
What is your It will take us some time.
That's
a difficult task.
But doing very nicely. How many days will be?
Plan about
500. That's right. Then he said immediately published. What the chanting again?
Oh, the origin of life and matter. The origin of everything. When one talks about the life here in the material world, one cannot live matter. Because the scientists, what they are doing is the matter is taking it for granted. They do not ask who manages matter. So they thought that matter is already here, given by nature. So they take the matter and then start life. That is the conclusion. So one thing that matter is also from life.
Yeah.
But by saying the car produces a driver. Is what they think?
The car necessitates the driver science. Otherwise, car is useless.
Neither is the driver dependent on the car for his existence. He doesn't need the car. The car needs him.
Yes.
They also say that the car created itself from that lot of this. And
that is not the car. Car is required. That is not the car.
How many people they journals, the life, original life, that started from last year. So here, the international scientists from all over the world, they combine together and then perform this. This is all chemicals. And then the big group.
So why didn't you protest?
Yes, that's what we are starting right now.
Refuse their arguments. Very nice. I need a word. Abroad, owns the province, India.
Punjab.
How long you are here?
Many on Barat.
Oh, talk about Dhammi Sai. Chama. Kya business is that?
I work on the nervous system of primates, trying to find out the effect of protein malnutrition of the mother on the developing fetus. This is in the field where the scientists are trying to prove that life is originated from matter. This type of research work.
I call the director of that institute, Vanderbilt. I thought that I wanted to put it on, so I told him that we need a formal application in order to visit that. So I'm going to make it. What is the name of you, Jesus?
I've got a number of projects. There are a number of disciplines in this field, but mine is the experience of nutrition.
So, you are also believing that life comes from matter?
I don't think we think in those directions at all. We simply just depend on experiments, not knowing whatever we do, and try to describe whatever we see, whatever we might have thought. And it's all about them, the method that we use.
But I think you assume that that would ensure your theory evolutions are there, and then when you study some intermediate higher levels, evolutions are alright, but
basic principles is evolution.
Yes. But you want to study more some of the intermediate stages, like this metabolism and some
Mother's body, no?
Any system, yeah, mother's body or any living system.
All we are trying to do is to study the growth and differentiation of the nervous system, different parts of the nervous system, and how it is affected by lack of protein in the diet of the mother.
That is medical science.
Because all of the developing girls, there are millions of mothers who do not get adequate quantities of protein while they are pregnant. You know, in the first instance, before they are pregnant, they are not nutritionally prepared for having another burden of a baby inside their body. And without that adequate preparation when they become pregnant, so they double stress on their physiological system. And we like to see how the baby gets affected.
So, in my chance, there is baby killing. Is that the conclusion?
No, the upper conclusion says that there is a critical period in the development of the baby that if it does not get adequate nutrition at that point, then it's likely to be retarded in many respects.
Therefore,
the number of cells that he comes equipped with is less than the normal. And number of enzymes that must be equipped in certain proportions do not come in the right proportion, so that the rate of functioning, you know, is not to be marked. Their verbal and cognitive ability is very much affected. So, what we are trying to do is, hopefully in the next 5 years we can do it, is to define a critical period. We do not know yet what is the critical period. We are talking of a very large time, large span of time. But most probably it is only a few months period. Even if the baby is supplied very well, at least the nervous system will not be affected. His body may be affected. By the lunch program in the school, we have been able to improve very much the physical characteristics of the body. But the mental mischief has been done. It is done. It cannot be corrected later on.
So, now the killing of the baby is going on.
You mean abortions?
Yes, not abortions, killing, regular killing. Sometimes the kids, the doctors. So it is going to be supported like that, scientific research.
It's a matter of opinion when the fetus becomes the individual. If you think that, you know, as soon as it's conceived, it's an individual, of course it is, because it's going to grow into one. And then, of course, it's killing.
That you believe that the child in the womb is not individual.
No, I don't have any personal thoughts about it though. But I think that when a woman thinks that she is not as suited as a mother.
Then why is that? She has sex?
Well, in this present world, I think, you know, sex is not for procreation, it is more for fun.
Yes.
I think 99% of these couples who indulge in sex do not think of children at that time.
But that is sinful.
That's true. But this is also true that 99% of people, when they indulge in it,
99% maybe is all rascals and fools. That is not true.
But the common, I think, matters some practical means are needed rather than
practically, that Shastra says that Pita Masastat, Janani Masastat, Namo Chaita Samutita Mittam. The idea is that one should not become a father, one should not become a mother, unless they know how to make his child immortal. Because a soul is immortal, but he is entangled in this material body. Therefore, death takes place. Actually, soul is not born. Najate namriyateva. So this process is going on, transmigration of the soul from one body to another. Tathati antraptati. The father and mother should be so enlightened and educate the son in such a way that this is the last acceptance of material body. Tathati ham punarjanmane. He may not accept again this material body. If the father and mother is determined in that way, then this is become parent, otherwise not.
So I think, you know, you are very right. But we are the one in India who gave this law the most. We should not have gone to this stage because we are 600 million people. I think most of us are, you know, procreating without any thoughts about the next generation.
So that is not for Indian and European, that is for anyone. That ignorance and knowledge is everywhere. It is not the Indian or American. That ignorance is empty.
But probably while the family law here in the Western countries at this time is 2.3 children per couple, we still have a family law of over 6 children per family. You know, I think there are a lot of personal factors that are...
No, that's absolute invention. That is spiritual. Restraint. Therefore, one should train himself when to have sex life or when to become father, when not to be father. That's education. Not to become like animal, dogs and cats. Whenever there is sex desire, we must have. Therefore, the Bhagavad Gita. It is said, dharma viruddha tamasmi. But it depends on dharma viruddha. Why you are speaking of India? Everyone needs. All over the world.
We are the most unfortunate contest. It's only 2%.
We are unfortunate because we are now following misleaders. We do not follow the reality.
We have only 2.4% of the land area and we support 16% of the human population.
That is due to your ignorance. You have followed the so-called rascal politicians. You have not followed Krishna. Therefore, this misfortune is there, misguided. Now,
everything comes from the mother earth.
We are a very short supplier. No. There is everything supply you about the basic knowledge. You don't take care of that. You now manufacture your own knowledge. Now, there is knowledge in Bhagavad Gita, it's perfect knowledge. But even a political leader like Gandhi, he says that I don't believe that there is anybody like Krishna living here. This is your leader. All the acharyas, previous acharyas, big acharyas, Shankar acharyas, big scholar, learned, they have accepted Krishna. But Gandhi says, I don't believe. Now you are guided by Gandhi. You are not guided by the acharyas. That is a misfortune. You are not guided by Krishna. You are guided by Dr. Ramesh. That is Krishna. Anjaga Tham Rai Rupani Yamana. One blind and his wing is following another blind. Very good. That is going on all over the world, not only in India.
I think Mahatma Gandhi followed the Gita.
Like he did not believe in Krishna and he followed it. That's it. Nah, just tries to understand the psychology. He says plainly that I do not believe there was anybody, Krishna, living here. And he's following Krishna in his death. Let's see his position.
Then he must have also
answered
his question.
There is no questioning. If you do not believe in somebody, how we are dealing with both and knowledge?
That's my point also.
Yeah, so that's what this kind of leader we are called. Contradictory. That is our mishpat.
Yes, sir. Normally
they are
not following any person, but we do see the reality
in all around the world. Reality, if you have no knowledge, what do you know about reality? If you have no knowledge, then what is reality, what is non-reality, how can you know? If the knowledge is imperfect, then how you can say reality? Suppose beyond this wall, you cannot see. And how you can see of the reality beyond this wall? That is misfortune. You do not see what is there clearly and you are speaking only reality. Your senses are defective. What do you know about reality?
In the spiritual level, we are very
blind. Yes, that is reality.
But at the material level, at the level where people eat their food and
live
their lives, I think,
that is also on account of presence of the spirit soul. Actually, whatever little you are doing on account of presence of the spirit soul, as soon as the spirit soul is gone, then your body and senses are simply lump up back. So, you are working with that lump of matter on account of presence of the spirit soul. Therefore, that is more important. To understand what is the spirit soul, how it is working, what is its position, that is the knowledge. Therefore, Krishna believes in the Bhagavad Gita, first lesson, about the spirit soul, being a thing that has a human and human and Tatha dehantara prapti. You are studying the deha that we are discussing just now. One is studying the motor car, but he has no knowledge of the driver. অসত্যরে নিতাইপদ পাশ দিয়া অহংকারে মত্ত হইয়া নিতাইপদ পাশ দিয়া অসত্যরে সত্য পরিমাণ by forgetting our relationship to God and being proud of your truth. There are Bhagavad says, Satyam Param Dhimani, the real truth, not this relationship truth. Satyam Param Dhimani.
Samya epitomized that happiness does not come out of material prosperity. But the material prosperity is also
equally important. Yes. That's why you require the motor car. But motor car is not your life. That is being neglected. Everyone is thinking that this body, motor car, is everything. But within the drive, he's driving. So how long you carry on this motor? The first of all, just take care of the driver. We protect this motor car nicely. And if the driver is a nonsense, he's starving, so how can you expect the car will go very nicely? It will create disaster. Disaster means, suppose you have a very nice car, Cadillac or many good cars, Rolls Royce, and it smashes. Then you get ordinary cars. This human body is smashed. And the prati enter into the dog's body. That is not your control. That is God's control, nature's control. But how the under practice, it is not under your control, or so-called science. Prakita-kiramārāni, gunayi-karamāni, kāranam gunasaṁnāsa, sadasat januja, this is a
do you think some of you scientists would be able to create life as a...
That I was discussing. That is foolishness. That is I was discussing. Life is never created. Life is already there. The body is created. So they are going on a wrong field.
I think our definition of life is a little different.
You may define differently. That is your upside.
We are talking about something that moves. It may not have a soul, it may not have any...
It may not have, that means you have no real knowledge. May not have. May not have, that is not knowledge. I say may have, that what is the difference between you and me? May not have, that is not knowledge. That is simply suggestion, speculation. Therefore, we have to take learning from the perfect Krishna says, yes, they must mean this object. You have to take that knowledge. He cannot say, you are perfect, and he says, Menata. And what is this knowledge? Menata. Say it exactly and prove it. Thank you, Jesus. That is knowledge. Perhaps, may not, maybe, these are knowledge.
Just to give you one example, these days, we find experiments have conclusively done that a particular egg can be, in the body of the womb, can be manipulated into either a male or a female.
That's all right. We say, the soul is within the body. So you can make it male or male, female, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. We are not concerned with male and female.
So
we are concerned with the body.
Science does manipulate life.
Maybe you need to manipulate that what you have done. You cannot create the soul. That is not. If you manipulate life, then this, the dead body, and again, energy, to later, then you can manipulate. Otherwise, it is false. If you have so much part in manipulation, then give the dead body life again. That is not. You depend on others, and you manipulate it. This false knowledge will not help.
Sanji, what actually I was coming to was most humbly. Cannot spiritualism and science go together?
No, if science is really science, that is helpful. If science is based on wrong theory, then what is useless? Everything is wrong. From a mathematical calculation, if there is any item wrong, then all things wrong.
We are all moving in the darkness, ignorance,
beginning. Yes, that if you admit, then you get knowledge. But that is not the position. You are false and proud that you are very advanced in
knowledge.
Then you are qualified.
Even my small experiment, I don't pretend that you know anything, whatever it is.
Actually, that is the position. Therefore, our business is to surrender to Krishna. Krishna demands that. Sarvadharmān bhavitvādhyamānītāṁ sarvadharmān. Then Krishna will give you intelligence. How to become perfect. Tehāṁ sarvadhyamānītāṁ bhajatāṁ kīrībhūtanam tadāṁ ikudhishyūgam tam. This is the verse. You take instruction from Krishna, the perfect. Don't be proud of your passion knowledge. That is our Krishna consciousness movement. The Krishna is perfect and take knowledge from him, he is perfect. That is our purpose. Yes. We are not perfect. We can speculate on it. We are not perfect. Maybe, perhaps, thank you. So definite knowledge. The definite knowledge you can get from Krishna, the perfect. And therefore all the acharyas accept Krishna. We have to follow the acharyas. Acharya upasana. So in India, all these acharyas, Sankaracharya, Dharanacharya, Madhyacharya, Vishnucharya, Lord Chaitanya, they accept Krishna or the Supreme. Absolutely. Why you should not? Are you more than this acharya? That is the defect of modern education. They manufacture education. Although they are imperfect. They know the common sense that I am imperfect, how I am manufacturing education and becoming teacher. By becoming teacher is cheating. because they have no personal knowledge. Knowledge means it must be perfect, not maybe, perhaps. This is not knowledge. Definite knowledge.
But to bring some message of truth to
the
people all over the world.
Yes, the message is there,
Krishna's
message.
It won't be relief from people who
will say unbelievers. No, that way they can take Krishna, the others. Don't go to the yakshas. All problems will be solved. But they are going to the yakshas, and instead of going to Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness.
You mean, Swamiji, then that all scientific efforts, whatever they are, which have been made, should be stopped altogether?
No, not stop. That's like you have got ordinary car, and you purchase a Rolls Royce car. The business is the same. It is simply an artistic improvement. In the ordinary time, there is much jacking, and the rose that time, there is no jacking. That will not benefit you. Acquire a star. You can use it for going here to there, that, that's all. Therefore, a basic civilization, they are not very much eager to manufacture a motor car. They are satisfied with the Europe car. And after that, you have to go from this place to that place. As there was no need of big, big roads, 3,000 miles long, for driving the car. You see? The Europe car was satisfied. Here to there, a few miles. But they were interested to cultivate spiritual knowledge. That is the civilization. That they were living in a cottage, just seeing results. Chanakya Pandit was the Prime Minister of India. And he was living in a cottage, drawing no salaries. And he has given his politics and moral lessons so sublime. So here at the present moment, the motor car civilization, his answer is to have to get a Rolls-Royce motor car. Yes. That is his business.
When you say, Swamiji, very humble, that the scientific inventions should not be stopped, what should be the actual modus operandi to continue?
More than I'm told, Apatha Brahma Jigyasa, to inquire of the absolute truth. Jivasa Bhakta Jigyasa. Not just Siva Bhakta. For more, this is true. But the Tamasa Nindriya Priti, kind of regards. You can close this one. Tamasa Nindriya Priti. Our desire should not be engaged for sense guidance. That is going on. All desires, all improvement, all science, they are things. This is, you were speaking about the protein deficiency. That is all concerning the body. Body means senses. There is no higher study.
There is not a very high study and it's not something final, but I think
no, that a protein supply. Suppose the bars and beef, they have no research institute. There is sufficient protein supply, this supply and that supply. By nature. And an elephant has got so big body and so much fat that they are not founded by your scientific research. The nature is supply. Prakritakshiyamalani, dhunai karmani, sarvasa. It's been done. Why are you wasting time in this way? You study what is prakriti and what is behind prakriti. That is your study. The protein supply is already being done. Just like the cow is eating grass and she's supplying milk full of protein. So do you think that the protein is coming from the grass? Then you eat grass?
Something must be.
That is something. That is not perfect knowledge. That is not perfect knowledge. It is, everyone knows the cow does not take any protein food. It takes from the grass.
Grass is quite rich in protein.
Can you eat it? Why is that such a protein?
Because
you
cannot digest the
fiber. Then it is not suitable for you. Therefore, nature's arrangement is that protein can be produced through the body of the cow.
I think the Swamiji nature that anything was not made for them is human being that we have
done. That I was defective, you need to say?
No, sir. No, I mean, nature is the way it's designed as an ecological balance of the
nature's, if you follow the nature's law, then everything is there. If you deviate the nature's law, then there is a defect.
Yes, that's
correct. Swamiji, nature's balance has been accepted by us.
That's all right, that's what I say.
Happy that many human beings here. It was all this time stemmed by nature's forces. We have just constrained nature by our efforts.
So that is my point, that nature is great. As soon as it violates nature, then it becomes defective. That is, therefore one should lead natural life.
Desires should never be aimed at gratifying the senses.
Read the verses.
Kamatanendriya Sritiya Laho Vibeta Yavata Jiva Sitaka Vikyasya Narko Yasya Kamavi.
This is the kamatsa, we got the abatsa dhimahamsa dhibhati. That does not mean it is meant for tenderness. We require something. Ahar, mitra, bhava, maitra. These four things are the demands of the body. We must eat something. We must sleep for some time. We must have sex life also. We must be fed. That is unless, but not for sense. The child is required, progeny is required, for that sex life is good. But they are using sex life for pleasure and killing the child.
Yeah.
And implicated in sinful activities, and therefore trouble. And science is encouraging them. Yes, we can kill child. Why should we create child and kill? That nonsense they cannot understand.
Yes, sir.
This nonsense thing has created all problems. The basic civilization is first treating a brahmacharya. How to learn to avoid sex life. As if one can continue without sex life, he is praised, basic brahmacharya. If one cannot, all right, you become a perfect deer. So many rules and regulations. Dharma or Dhaka. That is all right. But if you use sex life for a sanctified Buddhism and become implicated in so many sinful activities, then how will you be happy? A sinful man cannot become happy. That is not possible. For all our sinful activities, the so-called scientists are helping. Yes, we can do this. And the church is concerning. This is what. The Christian religion says, thou cannot kill. And thou not teaching, yes, you can kill the child. You have killed cows and so many things, that is all right, again you kill your child.
Somebody come and ask a very, very serious question. It's been asked to us a lot of times and don't have a satisfactory answer. Two ways. Why is cow sacred and not with that?
Because it just means? Not so much. But meat means it is scientifically proved. Meat means cow meat.
Which are not in the Chintai, as cows that are in transient.
First of all, killing is sinful.
Yeah.
Christ says, thou shalt not kill. Yes. That is sinful. It doesn't matter whether you kill cow or goat or anything. But from economic point of view, cow is very important because it supplies milk. And milk preparation, we Indians know how many we can get nice milk preparation. Dahi, ravi, vita, but that's how nutritious, how palatable. And that is good for human beings. First thing is, why should you kill if you have got sufficient food? Tatsaram pushpam phanam toyam. The vegetable, fruits, then good grains, then sugar, everything is there, sufficient. At least we Indian only know. We can prepare hundreds and thousands of people's nice palate. Enjoy. Why should you go to kill them, you?
Scientists
claim
that
meat is... Scientists, first of all, we have rejected
that. ...protein.
That's right. However, protein you may accumulate, can you stop your death?
No.
Then what is the value of protein? If you think that protein will save you from death, then you collect the best protein. But after you are going to die, nature is not allowed to live, even if you take much quantity of protein. First come and make solution that you will not die. Then try to find out best protein. What is your answer about this birthday, old age, and disease? Can you check it?
No.
Yeah? You take protein, why you are becoming old?
The scriptures, those that are being made, they are imperfect again.
Huh?
They are imperfect, surely imperfect.
Yeah.
Maybe, perhaps. Those drones are there. The scientists say that the drone was not built in a day.
Therefore, Indian civilization that you take rice, wheat, dal, vegetable, a little meat. whatever protein and vitamin A, D, C, these can be available. There is some.
Dr. Manoja has done extensive work on the nutrition and he has written two books. And
yes.
Those books, he has advocated that meat is not only best diet, balanced food. You can have by, I mean, your dal and so many other sources.
Yes.
Meat is not only.
And in your Punjab, in that is often.
The right in the approach. It's not one-sided. Swamiji, my main question is, though spiritualism is the absolute truth, can we not in some way make spiritualism in such a way, modify it such a way, as to help the common people?
Yes, that's right. Steeped
in ignorance for such a long time, it will take a long time to bring them into
the fold of spiritualism. No, it has been made easy by the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that you don't commit sinful activities and chant Hare Krishna. Chant Hare Krishna and don't commit sinful life. Yes. A sinful life, we have given them. No illicit sex. We don't say no sex. No illicit. No illicit sex. No meat eating. Suppose they are not now eating meat. Are they unhealthy? They are not now bright person. So no illicit sex. No meat eating. No intoxication. And no dancing. This is avoiding sinful life. And can't hurt it. This is the result. This is the result. Within 4-5 years, how they have gone. Not that the Vedantis that they have studied all the Vedas, but simple thing. Have you ever come here in the evening when they perform Arati Krishna? To see? How it's coffee with it. Simple. Don't commit sinful activities and chant them. But you'll become a liberator. Jagai Malhai, they were in those days because they were drunkards, woman hunters, meat eaters, they are considered most sinful. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered them by this cross. There were 2 Dalai Malas, 100,000 Dalai Malas. Very fast. Papi tapi jato chilo, hariname uddharilo. Tara shakti jagai. Everyone wants everything. Papitati, all sinful man who are delivered, simple life. Chant in Hare Krishna. So you may ask, where is the evidence? Kara Shakti Jagaima. The evidence is here, Jagaima. So not that Jagaima is like 500 years ago, now see everything. They did not come to me after telling all the Dalai and the Dalais. They come to me, I ask them that don't come into sinful activities and chant Hare Krishna. Everyone can do it. You chant them. So, you are educated. Man studies this philosophy. Try to understand, also try. It is your duty because you are Indian. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entrusted this mission to the Indians. Bharat humite manushya janma haila ja janma sarthak kari paro paropaka. Indians are meant for being good to others. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. And a Indian can become perfect because there is all the Vedic literature. Janma Sakshatpari. First of all, you become perfect. Then, preach the knowledge for others. Benefit. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now our leader says, whoever is our Shastra in the world. And what they have gained by throwing out? And actually government is against us. Against my movement, against me. What can I do?
At this time, I think India also needs as much spiritual movement as anybody else in the world. At this time, I think India itself needs
as much as spiritual needs.
We are as much backward as anybody else in the world. Probably more so.
Because we have lost our original culture and we could not trade the Western culture. So, we are in the wilderness.
So, here the average man takes more interest.
Because they are fed up.
Whereas in India, the average man doesn't even get
now, he knows what is the Hare Krishna. He knows it. Now, he gets it.
And every Indian, I think, he will not be able to tell you how many chapters are there in the Gita.
Yes, then they must be taught. But it's still less difficult.
Yeah.
When you hold a meeting in India, 20,000, 30,000 people come. It's still, because by nature they're inclined. By artificial means they've been subdued. And in every step, I can feel they are not openly saying, the government is giving me. So, they don't want this movement to go on back in India.
But those cannot be...
No, that cannot be separate. That cannot be separate.
Even if this Prime Minister or Mahatma Gandhi denies the existence of Ramakrishna and Chandra, it's foolish.
Yes, sir. He's a
professor of religion at every university.
Oh, very good.
How do you
say that? May 22.
Time.
Can we decorate people? Yeah. Sorry. And that's it. Can we offer them? So that is the father's duty to see the child is grown completely spiritual so that he may not have to come again in the mother's tattali hampanasana. Thank you. I'm talking to the professor of religion sometimes. What is the meaning of religion? Very good. What is that college you are employed?
Emory University. in about 3 miles from here.
So what definition you give to religion?
As to the saying, something that not exists but act as a feeling, and it is supernatural to God. And
that there is relationship with God. Is it not? Religion has got relationship with God.
Yes. But sometimes it's simply something that holds
together, both religion.
Sometimes religion is shameful.
Shameful.
Not good, something disgraceful, shameful. There's false religion and there's sometimes religion. It's the most glorious thing.
Then there is no standard definition of religion. Sometimes this, sometimes that, like that. What is the definition?
There seems to be no standard definition of religion. Sometimes it's this, sometimes that. Is there something else definitive?
Oh no, the more I study, the more it starts to my thing.
That's like Christian religion. What it is teaching?
Christian? The humanization of man through trust in what Jesus Christ.
Yeah. And why trust Lord Jesus Christ?
Because he is the reality.
That means he's Son of God. Is it not?
Yes, but I personally am not the Orthodox. That is the Orthodox teaching.
Teaching must be Orthodox. Otherwise, what is the value? If the teaching changes, that is not very good.
Well, it may be that it changed in the early history of Christianity.
It is changing now, so guys. So, change is on the material world. In the spiritual world, there is no change. Absolute. In the relative world, there is change. So, our different definition of religion is little different from the worldly definition. Our definition, our means just to be the real definition. Religion means the laws which are given by God.
Sanatana.
Huh?
Sanatana.
Yeah. Sanatana, yes, religion should be Sanatana. Sanatana means there cannot be any change. Just like every living being is, you cannot change it. You cannot say that this living entity is not eating. Apart from human society, even in animal society, a living being eats. This is his religion. He sleeps. Has sex. These are eternal characteristics. Similarly, religion means spiritual characteristics. That spiritual characteristic is also wholeheartedly reflected in the material world. This means everyone is servant. Anyone of us, we are all servant. You are serving the university. He is serving the
Germany.
He is serving international society. I am serving Krishna, or he is serving Krishna, like that. No, everyone is serving. This is real. To remain a servant. It does not mean that the Hindus are only servant, or Muslims are servant, and Christians are not. Everyone is servant. Is it not a fact?
I hope it is.
So that servitude or service has to be rendered to God. That is perfection of service. So that is religion. We are serving. I am serving this, you are serving that, you are serving. But when that service is rendered to God, Krishna, that is perfect service, perfection, satisfaction. That is it. According to Sanskrit dictionary, or what is that? Dictionary? Religion and Bhagavad Gita. Krishna, God, is demanding that you surrender. The surrender business is of the servant. I can say to my servant, just hear me, what I say, do it. And he does it. That is servant. The servant cannot dictate. The master can dictate. Servant is to obey the dictation of the master. That is the when the servant obeys the dictation. Take this picture, this picture. You come here. Take this glass down. God is great. God is great. Do you understand? God is great. And we are subordinate. This is not our position. This is our position. God is maintainer. And we are maintained. God is predominator, and we are predominated. This is our. We are not equal to God, neither over God. we are all as Havarin. And why you are subordinate? Because he maintains us. That is the difference between God and us. He is the supreme being and we are subordinate being. We are maintained by God. That is Vedic instant. Nitya Nityanam Chetanam Chetananam Eka Jobohanam Vidadhati Kama. This is understanding of God. He is Nitya, He is eternal. And we are also eternal. Because we are samples of God. God is great and perfect, and in our disposition we are subordinate, and in material condition we are imperfect. So even if we become perfect, still we remain subordinate. Therefore, our position is always to abide by the orders of God. This is real. When we abide by the orders of God, then we are released. When we do not, then we are demons or Satan. Aye. Is that right? Achha, hai. Ek do bachche hai?
Do bachche,
achha. Achha. Achha, America mein paisa hua kya? Achha. Achha, aap log American saab hai. Nain to pool hai.
Aap bolo. Vrindavan se
hai. Achha, Vrindavan se hai? वृंदावन में आप भी गए थे? हमारे मंदिर अच्छे थे रमन बेच में नया तैयार हो रहा
नया तैयार
ओके और हमारा मंदिर रमन बेच में रिलीजन मीन्स to remain faithful to God and abide by His orders. That is it.